It's starting to get cold, little one. The leaves have fallen and the seasons are shifting. I was worried about this happening. Not because we aren't prepared. I was unsure of how you would handle the cold. I know humans need heat in order to be comfortable, and as a drider, I thrive in colder environments. The cave was nice for summer, offering a cool and damp place for us to rest for the night. But with the weather dropping as rapidly as it is, I fear that isn't going to be enough to keep you comfortable. It's not like we can exactly roll a boulder in front of the cave entrance and wait out the winter months. Neither of us hibernate. What? You're looking at me like I'm crazy for thinking like this, sweetheart. But it's kept me up at night. I worry about you. A lot. Everything about this, even our lifestyle, is new to you. You are a human involved with a drider. As much fun as it is, there's some things we didn't think through completely. Wouldn't you agree with that? I promise this is not me trying to bring the mood down. This is me trying to think logically about our situation. In human culture, you can put on a sweatshirt or get a blanket and it makes you feel warmer. This cave has a lot of humanly comforts from the bed to the couch, but the blankets we had made are flimsy and for the warmer months. I was going to ask if you want to try being kept warm the way driders do it, but a part of me figured you wouldn't want that. It's a bit weird and out of the ordinary. Would probably make you really uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to pressure you into it, of course. It's a bit odd as it is similar to how we wrap or pray. Not in that way, little one. Someone's feeling a little bit bold, aren't they? Sure thing, sweetheart. Back to what I was saying. It's similar to how we wrap up our prey. Instead of being in my web, I would just use the silk from my spinneret to bind you up real tight. You wouldn't be able to move too well if I did it the traditional way. That's with your arms and legs tucked against your side and your body as straight as a board. But if I modified it, wrapped each of your arms and legs individually and made you a little outfit out of silk every day, it would hypothetically allow you to move around and do what you need to do while remaining warm. You would, of course, be wearing me all day, so... People will know what you're up to, little one. Though if they couldn't figure it out from the way you're always being seen with me, then maybe they're the stupid ones. If you want to try it. I would personally love to see if this would work. Well, let me rephrase that. I think what we should do first is the traditional method. My entire idea goes out the window if the silk doesn't keep you warm. So, instead of making this difficult, I thought I could wrap you up like you're my prey and take it from there. You can obviously say no. I'm sure your brain is telling you this is dangerous to play prey to a venomous predator like me. But you know me by now. You can trust me. Do you want to try it, little one? Of course. And what do you say if you want to stop at any point? Very good. I'm going to have you standing for this. You're to pull your arms and legs completely by your sides for me and don't move them. If you expand them, it's going to ruin this. I'm binding you in my silk to help keep you warm. Not to eat you. Do I go top to bottom or bottom to top? Bottom to top will mean that your legs will be bound first and you won't be able to move from the position leading to a better binding. But if I go top to bottom, your hands will be stuck at your side and you won't be able to touch me when I get to your legs. I think that seals it. I want to go bottom to top. I want you to be able to lean on me if you need to while I cocoon you in my webbing, little one. Does that work for you? Let's not waste any more time then. Starting at your ankles so you can't escape me. I kid. It's just the easiest place to start. My spinneret bending to encircle them. You're no stranger to this amazing feeling, are you? No. No, you're not. You're just used to this feeling against your wrist first, not wrapping your ankles like this. Building up layer by layer until you can't pry your ankles apart, can't move your feet, and only then do I start to move up your calf. Nice and slow, like this. Need to make sure that you're completely covered multiple times, sweetheart. If you aren't extra warm when I'm finished, then that means it won't work. I want to make sure we're giving this a fair chance. Doesn't it feel good? Coating more and more of you in my white silk. Taking it so well for me. Keep those arms by your sides. Good, good, just like that. The webbing reaches your knees. Half your leg is covered by now. Do you feel any warmer, little one? We still have a long way to go. You can take it, can't you? My silk coils around your knees and moves up your thighs. Layer by layer, you're being coated in my white webbing. Try to push your knees apart, little one. You can't do it, can you? You're trying so hard. What a valiant effort. You see, my silk is just too strong. 5 times stronger than a weak little human like you. But you don't mind feeling weak, do you? No. My little one loves feeling helpless. Loves to play prey to a predator like me. Look at you. The silk creeping up your thighs, tickling you just right. It feels good to be wrapped so tightly in my webbing. You're starting to get excited, aren't you? My, my. You just can't help yourself. Starting to feel helpless the more you're cocooned in my webbing. Soon you're going to be just a talking head staring at me. I'll be able to do whatever I want, and that thrills you, doesn't it? Would you say it's more exciting than the silk crossing your hips? Another layer being added? Your arms being locked into place now that your legs are rendered useless? It's just dawning on you how tightly I'm wrapping you up, isn't it? That's adorable, little one. You don't care how tight it is, as long as it feels good, right? As long as the silk coiling around your body is tight and restrictive. As long as the layers being built are keeping you warm and restrained. You don't care, do you? Of course this would excite you like this. Wouldn't be able to move your arms from your body if you wanted to at this point. Moving up your torso and binding them so tightly against your body. No more touching. No more moving. You go where I say you go. I'll have to pick you up and move you to the bed myself if you need to lay down. You're completely dependent on me the more I cocoon you, little one. More and more silk layering upon your body. Yes, that's it. Let your excitement build for what comes next. Is it doing the goal of keeping you warm, sweetheart? Or did you forget that's the point of this? I think it might be doing a bit more than keeping you warm. That's okay. We're coming up on the last bit. Crossing over your shoulders and chest. Bit by bit until there's nothing left. Except your head poking out and my silk creating the outline of your body. Oh, look at how flustered you are, little one. Completely immobile. Cocooned in silk from my spinneret. And you can do nothing but lay there and take it like a good little human. You could try to move your arms and legs, but why would you do that? You're enjoying being binded so much. The pressure against your body must feel amazing, sweetheart. I think you're enjoying this a bit too much, aren't you? Oh, it's okay. Just a few more layers and then we'll be done. You'll be cocooned in my webbing, just how you should be. A helpless prey, fallen victim to another derider predator. Poor thing. How do you feel all wrapped up, sweetheart? I was expecting that. Such a needy little thing, getting all flustered and excited while being bound. Are you at least warm, little one? Good. Then that means my theory will probably work for keeping you warm. But I'm not going to undo all this hard work I just did. I created all that silk myself. It would only be fair if we played a bit more with you wrapped up like this before I set you free. We wouldn't want all my hard work to go to waste, would we?